5 suicide attacks in 48 hours. That's the grim headline from the Middle East, where 2 more Palestinian suicide bombings rocked Israel and the Palestinian territories today. Israeli police say in the latest attack, a Palestinian bomber and 3 Israelis were killed at a shopping mall in the northern Israeli town of Afula. Earlier in the day, a bomber killed himself and wounded 3 Israeli soldiers in the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has now put off his trip to Washington to meet President Bush. Mr. Bush says he will keep trying to revive the peace process despite the violence. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem, and he joins us now. Peter, you've talked with people at the scene of today's attack in Afula. What can you tell us about the latest bombing, please?
Well, according to eyewitnesses, rescue workers, and the police, the bomber approached the shopping center in Afula. The bomber was stopped by a guard and set off the explosion. Although initial reports described the bomb as not especially large, scores of people were injured in addition to the dead. At least 3 of those injured are in critical condition. Afula is in the north of Israel, close to the border with the West Bank. Israel is currently constructing a security barrier in the region. They're intending to block the movement of Palestinian bombers and gunmen. There were 2 Palestinian factions who identified the bomber as a young woman from the West Bank, but Israeli police have not confirmed that.
There are, as you mentioned, competing claims of responsibility, but clearly it's coming from a Palestinian faction that is trying to stop the peace process. Are these factions succeeding?
Well, based on the evidence to date, you'd have to say yes, at least for now. The first claim of responsibility for this bombing came from the Islamic Jihad faction, and then the Al-Aqsa Brigade, a violent faction spun off from Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, also made a claim. And now the other 4 bombings began Saturday night and included a Sunday bus attack that killed 7 Israelis were all claimed by Hamas, which today repeated its pledge to continue fighting as long as the occupation continues. Palestinians in Gaza say today, we should note, a 13-year-old boy was killed there by Israeli troops. One reason Prime Minister Sharon postponed his trip to Washington was to preside over an Israeli cabinet meeting at which there were loud calls for direct action, either expelling Yasser Arafat, to crush the entire Palestinian Authority, in the words of one minister, generally to respond with even greater military force than we've seen to date.
There's now a new Palestinian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas, but it sounds like Israelis are pretty much laying the blame for this on Yasser Arafat. Why is that?
This has been the approach of the Sharon government ever since it was created, and the Sharon government before that, in fact, the previous coalition. And certainly that is continuing now, especially now that there is someone else who at least nominally has some of the power, Mahmoud Abbas. Today, the Israeli Army Chief of Staff, Shaul Mofaz, said Arafat is obstructing the peace process, and if he continues, Israel will have no choice but to expel him. Arafat gave some interviews today and said he condemns all the suicide bombings. He claims to have helped thwart a number of bombing attempts. But the moment we're seeing extra political pressure against Arafat, Israel now says that any diplomat that meets with Arafat will not be allowed to meet with any Israeli official.
Briefly, Peter, it seems like things have come to an impasse in terms of the peace process. Do you see anything on the horizon that could advance that process?
Well, until Sharon does meet with President Bush, there's very little chance of him being persuaded to accept the roadmap. On the Palestinian side, Prime Minister Abbas and his security chief need time to build up their strength to even try for a ceasefire with Hamas, let alone disarmament. A number of analysts say the key problem here is the assumption that peace efforts always stop when violence erupts. That gives a veto to the most radical factions. And for the moment, the killers have again crowded the peacemakers off the stage.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.